When Bluebeard had left her to herself, she called her sister, and after telling her as well as she could for sobbing that she had but a half a quarter of an hour to live, "Prithee," said she, "Sister Anne," this was her sister's name, "run up to the top of the tower and see if my brothers are not in sight, for they said they would visit me today, and if you see them, make a sign for them to gallop on as fast as ever they can." Her sister did as she was desired, and the poor trembling lady every minute cried out to her, "Anne, Sister Anne, do you see anyone coming?" Her sister said, "I see nothing but the sun, which makes a dust, and the grass, which looks green." In the meanwhile, Bluebeard, with a great scimitar in his hand, bawled as loud as he could to his wife, "Come down at once, or I will fetch you." "One moment longer, I beseech you," replied she, and again calling softly to her sister, "Sister Anne, do you see anyone coming?" To which she answered, "I see nothing but the sun, which makes a dust, and the grass, which looks green." Bluebeard now again bawled out, "Come down, I say, this very moment, or I shall come to fetch you." "I am coming. Indeed, I will come in 1 minute," sobbed his wretched wife. Then once he more cried out, "Sister Anne, Sister Anne, do you see anyone coming?" "I see," said her sister, "a cloud of dust a little to the left." "Do you think it is my brothers?" said the wife. "Alas, no, dear sister," replied she. "It is only a flock of sheep." "Will you come down, madam?" said Bluebeard in the greatest rage. "Only one single moment more," said she, and then she called out for the last time, "Sister Anne, Sister Anne, do you see no one coming?" "I see," replied her sister, "two men on horseback coming, but they are still a great way off." "Thank God," cried she, "they are my brothers. Beckon them to make haste." Bluebeard now cried out so loud for her to come down that his voice shook the whole house. The poor lady, with her hair loose and all in tears, now came down and fell on her knees, begging him to spare her life. But he stopped her, saying, "All this is of no use, for you shall die," and then, seizing her by the hair, raised his scimitar to strike off her head.